Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Morning market analysis time here on the Radio Oklahoma Network and Oklahoma Farm Report. I'm Ron Hayes. We've got the latest on where we may be headed today on our cattle futures, corn, soybeans, wheat, and more up and coming in just a moment.
Midwest Farm Shows is the longest running sponsor of our daily farm and ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma. The Oklahoma City Farm Show just completed another successful run at State Fair Park, and preparations are underway now for the Tulsa Farm Show next December. For information on the Tulsa Farm Show, call a show manager at 507-437-7969. Also, check our website at oklahomafarmreport.com for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email.
Hey, cattle producers, Superior Livestock's got Labor Day 38 coming up, offering 63,000 head on the 7th and 8th of September. It'll be seen live on Dish Network Channel 997, SLA-TV, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Auction starting both days at 8 a.m. Central Time. Wednesday, feeder steers and heifers from across the country. Then Thursday, weaned calves and calves on cows. Call Superior 800-422-2117 or go to SuperiorLivestock.com. Labor Day has come and gone, and now we'll see how these markets respond. Some folks were thinking that the market maybe turned the corner, going to go higher, but there's also the thought that this is just short covering that we saw this last week where we went higher ahead of the Labor Day holiday weekend. As far as our cattle futures are concerned, last Friday, October live cattle, $144.55, up $1.75. December, $150.25, up $1.67. We had the September feeder cattle up 72, $183.87. October up 60, $184.95. And November feeder cattle, $186.25, up by 55. As far as the grain, the oilseed, energy complex go, we'll talk about where we're standing going into the new week of trade in just a moment.
Wheat farmers, it's the breakthrough you've been waiting for. A hard-bred winter wheat variety with highly effective resistance to the most yield-ravaging viruses in the high plains. Wheat Streak Mosaic and Triticum Mosaic. Add in high yield, test weight, and protein, and the result is OSU's Breakthrough. Through a collaboration with Kansas State and Colorado State Universities, Breakthrough is the only variety adapted to Oklahoma with WSM1, the gene responsible for resistance to both diseases. Check out okgenetics.com.
As far as the grain and the oilseed trade is concerned, expectations are it's going to be a mixed bag today, although right now we are, for the most part, looking at green on the overnight electronic trade, getting ready to restart at 8:30 Central Time. Last Friday, we were in the green as far as the trade was concerned most of the day going into the three-day holiday weekend. Thursday had a big sell-off, so we thought there was some thinking, we might actually have some follow-through on that sell-off on Friday, but that was not the case. We ended up higher, and we're building on those gains today thus far on our grain and oilseed trade. Kansas City December contracts have some overnight electronic trade reported up 7¾ cents, 885.5. March up by 5¾, 884¾. We've got December Chicago soft wheat up 4½, 815.5. September corn up 2 pennies, 671 in the electronic trade this morning. December new crop corn, 667¼, up 1½ pennies. We've got January soybeans. The September contract has not traded in the overnight trade. January soybeans down 14 cents now at 14.11¼. So a little bit of a red ink there, but everybody else seems to be in the green as far as corn and wheat is concerned. Cotton futures this morning, we've got December up by 13 points, 103.34. Crude oil, 86.71, down 16. And that is your early morning market analysis on this Tuesday morning, September number 6, right after the Labor Day holiday, on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network and Oklahoma Farm Report. I'm Ron Hayes.